It's here and now, and there are few industries that have traditionally been harder for African Americans to get into and rise up in than the financial industry. Even though blacks account for about 13% of the U.S. population, they held just 2.8% of senior positions at financial services companies at last check, according to a 2008 government report, which makes it all the more impressive that after 8 years, Merrill Lynch has settled a class action lawsuit alleging widespread discrimination against black employees. The lead plaintiff in the case is George McReynolds, who became a broker at Merrill in 1983. In 2005, McReynolds initiated a class action suit against Merrill Lynch, which was bought by Bank of America in 2008. And last week, the firm agreed to settle for $160 million, making it the largest payout in a discrimination lawsuit against an American employer. George McReynolds joins us now from WBEZ in Chicago, as does one of the suit's lawyers, George Robot, who is a partner at Stowell and Friedman. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, take us back to the beginning, George McReynolds. You became a broker at Merrill in 1983. You were 38 years old. When did you start noticing that black brokers were being treated differently at Merrill Lynch?
Well, one of the things that you could tell as far as African-American brokers in Merrill Lynch, when people were hired, there were always a lot of people being hired. But in my case, I was hired. I was the only African-American broker in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and only one of two, as far as I can remember, in the state of Tennessee. For a while there, and this went on all the way up until the late 90s, we did eventually have a couple of more African-Americans to come in. But what would happen is we were limited, at least it seemed that way, to a fixed number, and that was three for our area. And you always could tell when one was fired, someone else was hired. But we could never seem to be able to get above that three number.
So it was just about hiring that was concerning you?
It was not just hiring. There is, in some cases, as people build their business, other people leave, retire, or whatever, and accounts are distributed. And it seems like the African-American brokers got very few, if any, of the good accounts. Hmm. We were always given the accounts that other people didn't want. We were treated as second-class citizens on that book.
And all the time that you were bringing this case through the courts, you stayed at Merrill Lynch. Why is that?
I'm stubborn. I wanted to see this thing end. And as you said, I was 38 when I joined Merrill. The suit came in 2005. I really didn't see any reason to go anywhere else. If I was going to make the changes or help the people make the changes, that was part of the reason why I brought the lawsuit. I needed to be there to see it through, and I wasn't going to leave.
And it did not look, George Robot, like an easy road at any point. It made it all the way to the Supreme Court twice, but it just didn't look good. Did you think that this was winnable, or did you think that you were going to lose?
Well, we always believe very passionately in the cause. I mean, the firm has been dealing with cases like this, and this is one that just resonated with us. We knew the numbers were... The underrepresentation of African Americans needed to be addressed. We knew that the treatment of African Americans needed to be addressed, and we knew that if we just had the right audience, someone would agree with us. Unfortunately, because of the law is a dynamic thing, and getting a class action certified these days is no easy task. It took us a lot longer than anyone anticipated, but we did get the right person in the form of Judge Posner in the Seventh Circuit, and turn things around for us in a way that we always believed we would have.
Well, tell us about, I think it looks like a very key moment for you, which was a decision by the Supreme Court against female employees of Walmart who had tried to sue Walmart for sex discrimination as a large class. They failed. How did that help you?
Well, that was an unfortunate case, but it really marked the culmination of a lot of years of narrowing of the law. Essentially, the Supreme Court and that was in some ways just an extreme example because there were 1.5 million women in that proposed class and in thousands of employment locations. And the policy that they were challenging was Walmart's allowance of individual store managers to make decisions on hiring, employment, and promotions. And the Supreme Court said that is not the type of policy that was contemplated under the federal rule covering class actions, and that it needed to be a written objective policy that on its face had no discriminatory language, but could be tied to disparities in treatment and compensation, which is exactly what we had. So with that decision in hand, we went back to the judge, asked him to reconsider based on the fact that we had two policies, specifically those relating to teaming and redistribution of accounts, that were squarely on point with those delineated by the Supreme Court in denying the Walmart decision. Our judge still disagreed. But at that point, the issue was controversial enough where he did allow us to take an appeal before the Seventh Circuit, and the Seventh Circuit found that our policies were, in fact, exactly those contemplated by the Supreme Court.
Well, George McReynolds, here we are 8 years later. Hundreds of black brokers are going to get paid out from this settlement. Merrill Lynch says in a statement, this is a very positive resolution of a lawsuit filed in 2005 and will enhance opportunities for African-American financial advisors. But I did notice that there are a number of states that still don't have any black brokers at Merrill Lynch. Do you think change has come? Is it coming? What do you think?
Yes, I do hope change will come, and I do believe change will come. I think with the steering committee and with the work of the company, and it's going to take all of us working together in order to make it work, I think we can get the numbers into the states in which there are no African-American brokers at this point. It's just a matter of all of us working together.
How are you feeling today?
I feel great. It's great. It's great to get up in the morning to know that the fight is almost through. As soon as we can get the final decision from the judge approving the settlement, then that portion of the fight is over with, and then we get to go forward to making the changes that I would like to see within the company.
Well, George McReynolds, lead plaintiff in a class action discrimination suit against Merrill Lynch and still a broker at Merrill Lynch, and also George Robot, his lawyer, a partner at Stowell and Friedman in Chicago. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, working to educate the next generation of engineering innovators to solve the world's complex technical challenges. Olin.edu. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at BrilliantEarth.com.